Professionals in the Czech film industry have put together a new film canon of both domestic and international productions that's to be used as a teaching aid in Czech elementary and secondary schools. The choice of top films includes both Czech and world classics, from Juraj Herz's Spalovač mrtvo, that's The Cremator, to Quentin Tarantino's Pulp Fiction. And Jiří Králík, a lifelong film specialist, was the one who initiated the project.
I've been involved in teaching film history and aesthetics for around 30 years. 10 years ago, I put together my first book on the subject, and in the latest project, I was inspired by a similar film canon put together by screenwriter-director Paul Schrader of Taxi Driver fame. In the Czech Republic, 82 experts, including critics and others, helped put together the list. Something like this was greatly needed.
According to Mr. Králík, although the Czech Republic boasts a world-famous film school, film is often poorly taught or not taught at all at lower levels. The subject of extracurricular interest or activity. Jiří Králík is confident the canon, which will be updated yearly and posted on the Czech-Slovak film database, will help.
I believe that it will be useful because the situation in the Czech Republic compared to some of our neighbors is not very good. In Poland or Hungary, film is taught at lower levels and film knowledge is included in high school leaving exams.
And there are three subcategories in the Czech-made film canon which include important artistic works, such as Orson Welles' Citizen Kane, blockbusters, like Star Wars, and more experimental films. Czechoslovak films that feature on the list include 1965's The Shop on Main Street, which won Best Foreign Language Oscar, or the animated film Jan Verich's Film Farum. The canon also would not be complete without One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Jiří Králík again.
We asked those who helped put together the canon to also vote with their hearts, and obviously One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, directed by the Czech-born Miloš Forman, has special meaning. Although it is set in the United States, many here who grew up in the totalitarian regime could relate to the futility of the main character's struggle and his fight against authority. This film, like Amadeus, has often been shown on TV here in the last 20 years, and viewers are very familiar with it. They don't have quite as close ties to films like The Godfather, for example, simply because the film did not enter wider distribution before.